Welcome back, gentle persons. Now, truly, many celebrate Thanksgiving or Turkey Day in November. Now, this tends to make people think about what they are grateful for. We are taking a pause from November's entrepreneurship theme. And after three seasons of podcasts, have a deeper discussion about our gratitude. Now, most of us, I would say, know the benefits of gratitude. And if you don't, I'm telling you here now that you benefit almost as much as expect from expressing your gratitude as does the recipient. So you probably have seen studies that report people who express gratitude regularly have better sleep and less stress and just overall positivity. Gratitude not only benefits us physically, it also draws us closer to a higher power, God for many. The point is, we have something or someone that travels with us through this journey called life.
I suppose when we get more mature, we get wiser. Let's hope so, right? And so, with that being said, one thing that I am learning recently is about perspective. And I think that's what this gratitude journey is all about. And so, we've always looked at other people. We used to say the glass half full, the glass half empty, and I now have another statement, but focusing on gratitude, like you said, a lot of times around Thanksgiving, that's what we say. And I want to say, did someone say it's time to be, grateful? Oh, let me count the ways. I bought a tray and I have it on my table, and it really says count your blessings. Well, I've learned that I really can't count my blessings. And so I put in there,
Home because they're so plentiful.
And so I put in this tray just sitting in front of me are not, I mean, you can, like you put these rocks or plastic little round things or different shaped things, and that's what's sitting in is sitting in the tray to just, remind me to think. Hey, maybe you get some little ping. So I think this goes along with the small things. How many small things that we have to be grateful for, right? And so my perspective today is because there are so many things, me, little old me, in the big world that we live in and what we see, I don't take anything for granted because of how I just look at whatever I'm grateful for. I can immediately think about somebody who doesn't, share that or have that. So it's kind of a, as a little funny, I woke up this morning. I am grateful. I don't take that for granted because guess what? The older you get, hey, that waking up, it takes on a whole nother life of its own. And one of those things is to laugh because I had some pings this morning. I'm like, a body ping here and a body ping there. That seems new, but I didn't focus on it. All I just noted was, hey, my mind's working. I felt it. And let's move it. Let's keep it moving, sister. So how about, focusing on what is working well in our lives? That's a thought. We, Larissa and I can't do this for you, but we will highlight some things you seldom hear about.
Briefly stated, if you will, feeling grateful at a minimum, I hope you understand that feeling grateful surpasses fears, turns into appreciation for everything that we have. Now, to Cecilia's point about pings, I hadn't heard them called that way. So, because when I get up in the morning, I don't think about pings. I'm like, oh my gosh, is what I'm thinking, because it takes a minute to work out the kinks. She got her pings, I got my kinks. So,
All right.
I'm just going to mention briefly that, honestly, the power of gratitude has been shared by many. And while I'm not quite as eloquent, I will say that I am thankful for personal growth. the positive people in my life, and you know, growing and becoming. And I always say being healthy and sentient. I'm so glad I still have my mind. Although you might not know it sometimes, but no, it's still in there. Okay. I'm telling you right now. My home, my clients, helping others on their journey. I am both grateful and passionate about that last one. Now, for us, gratitude is that we have a listening audience where we get to share life's best ways to grow your business, to be the best leader you can be, to overcome your fears, and honestly expand your horizons. This is such an exciting journey to be on, and I hope that you are as excited as we are. Now, at this time of year, you know, I feel like I'm appreciative all year round, but then again, it is Thanksgiving. And what I tend to do is, you know, I like to look up some inspiring quotes just to bring a smile to my face and frankly, remind me. So a few quotes, if you will, that have resonated with me. Let's go with, gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of all those around you. And that is from Eileen Caddy. And this particular quote speaks to me about the power and the joy of growing and becoming. Mm-hmm. You hear me say that every third sentence, okay? And Dr. Rajani Rao explained, by writing what I was grateful for, I learned to look for things that made me smile. And so journaling each day about gratitude keeps gratefulness top of mind and perhaps less lingering on some of the negativity being thrown at us daily. Take a moment to pencil out what you're thankful for each day. It just, because then you have to think, if you had a really good day, you're like, you know, the paper's covered. If you've had a challenging day, it takes you a little bit longer to come up with that list, right? Ella Griffin wrote, she could go on asking herself why roses had thorns, or she could be thankful that thorns had roses. I really like that. And that really speaks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's also been attributed to Alphonse Carr, I found. But anywho, don't cry over what you've lost. Be grateful you had the experience. And frankly, I think that's called learning to take the good with the bad. And then lastly, I just want to mention gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Beattie. To me, that suggests that we take time to reflect on what you're grateful for, and it will help you make sense of the world. So I just wanted to say, I guess, in multrepreneurship language, how gratitude benefits us. And so that's why I pulled out those quotes, because they spoke to me, but it was also applicable to what we're about. Cicely?
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. As someone could say, what's not to agree? But you know what? There's somebody who could. That's the point. I believe in us talking about this because, you know, we probably all could think of somebody that falls in the other category. But truly, as I already mentioned, our perspective is our key to happiness. And so as we talk about our journey of multipreneurship, growing and becoming, are we going to have some bumps along the way? Absolutely. Are we going to, you know, get frustrated? Absolutely. But it's our perspective to these things that keep us moving in a good direction. I don't want to use the word right direction because that might look different for everybody, but it can only, you know, be a good thing. And Larissa, you've already mentioned some of those things. So you also mentioned about, you know, being grateful for the things that make us smile. And sometimes people don't see our smiles. They may be a smile within our head. You know, it's just a silent chuckle. I like emojis for that reason. I, you know, there are times to make sure it comes across, you know, in a text or an email, those smiles, you know, or even if you just say chuckles, that's important because, you know, there's scientific proof about laughter, right? We all know that. We don't think about it, but there's scientific proof how what laughter does for us. And there's another one, some other thing. Well, it's just like being a negative person, what it does physically. There's a scientific name for that too. So anyway, so the reminder, without talking about these little things or big things, is Thanksgiving is not the only time we should be grateful. Good heavens, I want to be grateful 365 days of the year. We only got to be thankful because we are eating good and, you know, around family, get to do, I don't know, what's that, Black Friday shopping, which, my goodness, Black Friday is every day, it seems sometimes. Seems like there's more to be thankful for. And then I think that I want to talk about unearned grace, because when, I mean, certainly the fact that there's not a bomb going off in my neighborhood, nobody's shooting up my neighborhood, I didn't earn that. Hey, you know, there's nothing about me that makes that happen. That's why I want to say unearned grace about the things that are going on around me. And so because of that, it's just important for me to look at people who are in very different straits, a lot of people in dire straits. Although I have read things about people who can be, recently as somebody in prison, and you know how they got through it. There's a Holocaust survivor note, and they talked about how they got through, what they were being grateful for, you know? Now, you know, sitting on this side of the fence, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, more power to anyone who could do that. So, and we look at people, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful I'm not homeless. But you know what? There's more to that story. You don't know that person's story, why they're there. There's probably a whole lot of other things that probably go to that. And so we laugh at our pain. That's a good thing, right, Larissa?
Thanks, that's us.
You know, and I think it's, we both exemplify that, yeah, we have pain, but we keep going. And honestly, you know, if there are people who are always griping about their pains, I know for a fact that that's part of growing too, when, you know, how you, you know, deal with pain, accept pain. Everything in our lives up to this moment, because that's the moment that we have, you know, has taught us something. So, you know, remind yourself what you have to be grateful for along the way. I did a lot of reflecting about friends, because, you know, sometimes I have a wide variety of friends, and, you know, sometimes you just grumble a little bit. And then you have to remind yourself that, well, you know, we're all different, and you don't know what other people are doing. And just because they didn't respond the way you wanted to, or they didn't respond at all. But here's the joy for me is I just had that reminder about somebody, you know, I kind of wondered, oh, why this, why that? But as soon as I heard their voice, it's like nothing ever was thought. It's like you're just happy. You know, you're just feeling just good. It's just instant. And so think about that grateful moment about, you know, how people can lift you up. That's what we say about little babies, right? Why are babies cute? Because they do the funniest, cutest little things. They don't have no thoughts. And people have videos out there. I don't personally go look for videos, but every now and then somebody will send me something, or you see it on TV. I mean, I saw one of that. It's just cute. And so if, you know, that can take you that can take you to a lot of places. All I'm saying is that however way we get through life, it is about our perspectives. And so for me, I choose gratitude. I will choose gratitude every day, all day. The alternative is not something that I want, you know, for myself, because I know not only the benefit, but I know how it makes me feel. I know that it's just much easier to get through things. And quite frankly, the more we go through life, you realize some of the stuff you're thinking about, The more you're grateful, a lot of times you won't even let yourself linger on that moment. You know, allow yourself, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a pity party or I don't know, even some anger or some disappointment. But having a grateful mindset will move you over that hump a lot quicker. And so when you shift any of those types of feelings off of yourself, it's really moving things off of yourself, typically to a higher power, but because somewhere you sort of need that imagery of moving it off of you, moving to a higher power, like, oh God, you got this. I'm moving on. I don't know why I'm thinking this. I thank you. I had the moment, but I'm pressing on, you know? And so with that, it's like finding fresh hope, joy and beauty around you. I go walk, I look out the window, I'm looking for beauty. Not what else am I going to be looking for, right? So that's my 2 cents worth to gratitude, because I only got a thimbleful of what I could share and that I would share, because I know many of you have some of those same things. We just hope that someone who's listening will feel, okay, maybe I need to step up my gratitude game every day.
Yes, we hope that today's episode was a gentle reminder, dear friend, to take some moment to pause for the cause and just be grateful. And sometimes that's listing the things that you're grateful for. And sometimes it's just the feeling that washes over you. Feel the feels and enjoy. And speaking of which, forgot to mention that we have a little something special for you, because we are grateful for your listenership. Let's go ahead and make up a new word for today. You thought I had stopped doing that. Well, I got this, your listenership. So we do have a gratitude download. So make sure you take advantage of that. It will be in the description box, because I find that my love language, if you will, is giving. I do love gifting people. And the more spontaneous, the better. So your takeaway, if you will, is gratitude. It's not where would I be, but who would I be? Think about that. Marinate on that for a second. Having a thankful heart leads us to love life no matter what is going on in the world. We are leaving you, as I said, with a freemium or gratitude for all seasons. So the link is in the description. And if you will, just let us know which one resonates most with you.
That would be good to know.
You have a little special guest, so I will let you tell us about her.
All right. So, as you know, we like to bring you other people. This lady is a voyager, and let me give you a little bit of lesson just prior to this, and maybe I'll mention it. But the point is, grateful for learning how to connect with people, connect with strangers. Just keep that in your mind, because everything Larice and I have talked about, it requires you to do that to be a multipreneur. So just keep that little thought. And so that's why we have voyagers or trailblazers who share their journey. And so next week that you will hear about Aura Beale. And you will hear about her multifaceted journey of media leadership, turning around nonprofit companies through organizational transitions. Some of you are in that space. And so that has led her to start her own consulting business. And so next week, you will hear this inspiring story, and hopefully that you'll be motivated to continue persevering in whatever aspect you or journey of business is. And with that, Larissa, we are saying cheers. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And certainly, God willing, Larissa and I will be on the other side with you again soon.
We will see you next time. Cheers.